بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, علماء الكرام, respected elders, brothers, sisters, listening or receivers. Earlier on, my Naeem Saab had already discussed beautiful aspects with regards to muraqabah-e maut, this contemplating, remembering our death. And the whole purpose and objective of remembering of our death is not to frighten the person, but as Hazrat Rahmatullah used to always say, it is that break, that breaks which we apply to prevent us from disobeying and displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find every single vehicle, mode of transport has got some type of braking system. And it's not that the braking system is applied all the time. It's just in the event of emergencies or when the vehicle needs to stop. So when a person needs to stop himself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will apply this brake of remembering his death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to see us living a life of doom and gloom. We must be sad and crying the entire day. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. But as Hazrat Rahmatullah gave a beautiful example, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this gift of being able to explain something in a beautiful manner by means of examples. And he mentions that you find you have some children, they are very, very obedient to the parents. They are always listening to the parents, and they go to their schools or their madrasa, and they perform very, very well at the madrasa, and they are very studious and hard-working pupils. They come home and they help in the household chores, and thereafter they complete all their homework. And after they've completed everything, those children sit together and they begin to play. Now those parents, when they watch those children playing, it brings a kind of happiness in the heart of the parents, that what wonderful children I have got. They did all their work, they fulfilled all their tasks, now they are playing. So the parents actually get happy, they feel a kind of happiness when they see those children playing. On the contrary, a child who is disobedient, he is disrespectful to the parents, he is not concerned about the well-being of the parents, and he goes to his school, he is bunking school, or if he attends school, he's not really working hard, he's not applying himself in school. And when this child comes home, he's not even taking out his books, doing any work. But then this child then sits in and starts playing. Now when the parents look at this child playing, they get angry. They get very, very upset that this child does nothing. This child is really has no concern. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we as the servants and the bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we fulfill all the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are diligent in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. And thereafter, when we have a little bit of entertainment within the parameters of Sharia, we laugh with family members, joke, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with this. And on the contrary, if a person is not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he wants to have entertainment, fun, merrymaking, then this will bring the anger and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we remember death to keep us on track. So yesterday we had discussed, but just before that, my Naeem Saab mentioned a beautiful point. He said that we have come into this world to leave this world. So in this one point came to mind, which I heard from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and we all heard this from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and many ulama have mentioned this point, that when a little child is born, then you find that the azan is given in one ear and the iqama is given in the other ear. Now the only thing that is left is the janazah salah. So even when a little child is born in this world, even that child is being reminded that, oh child, your azan and iqama has already been given. Now only a few days are left for your janazah salah. And if you look at our lives in this world, this little phase that we have in this world, if we compare it to the life of the hereafter, thousands and thousands of years, and even our life before we came into this world in Alam Arwah, how many thousands of years our ruh was there. So if you look at our life in this world, 20 years, a person will live for 25 years, 50 years, 60 years, depending on whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made muqaddar. It is nothing in comparison to his life of the hereafter. So it is merely a few days that we have to apply ourselves. Therefore, time is so valuable. And Hazrat Rahmatullah used to always say that all the superpowers of the world, if they get together and they come and with all their military might and all their power, if they try and arrest just 1 second or 5 seconds of time, they will never be able to arrest it. That this 5 seconds, we don't want you to move on. They will never be able to do it. As we speak now, as the seconds go, it's gone. It will never come back again. That's why some people say that time is money. But in fact, time is life. Because money, a person has got money today, he'll lose it, and he can always open his shop again and try and achieve that money again, get it somehow back again. But time is such a thing, once it leaves a person, it never comes back again. That's why the Ahlullah, they used to get so upset when they saw a person doing something futile. It is mentioned that one Allah Wala, he was walking and he saw a person, and as he passed by this person, he did not make salam to him. Of course, this is not a masala, but this just was his condition, his hal. On the second occasion, when he passed by this person, he made salam to him. So the person inquired, the first time you passed by, you did not make salam. The second time you passed by, you made salam. What's the reason? He said, the first time when I passed by, I saw you sitting doing nothing. And the second time when I passed by, I saw you were scratching in the sand. So at least you were doing something. So they realized that the time, at least do something. Hazrat Rahmatullah says, even if a person doesn't want to make ibadah or make dhikrullah, but at least do something permissible. Even if it means doing some type of carpentry or some type of tiling, but at least use the time for something permissible. Do not just allow time to pass by in futility. So yesterday we had mentioned, daf'atan sarbar jo'a ponche ajal, fir kaha tu aur kaha darul amal. That suddenly when death comes upon a person, then where will this person be and where will darul amal be? In other words, the person will never ever get an opportunity again to make amal and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get this opportunity again. So whatever time we have got, this is a golden opportunity, and a person will never ever get this opportunity again. Therefore we should value it so much. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this world. We should make use of the bounties and the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But we should not allow those bounties and those favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to divert us from our objective. And on this, Hazrat Rahmatullah gives another beautiful example. He says that use this world, but do not become so attached to this world. The more attached we become to our commodities and our belongings, the more difficult it will be for us to leave this world. And when a person is attached to this world, then his ruh, when it is being extracted, it becomes very, very difficult for his ruh to come out. And on the contrary, a person who did not have attachment to this world, then his ruh comes out from his body with ease. And Hazrat Rahmatullah gives a beautiful example of an envelope. That you find an envelope before in the olden days, and an envelope was made such that when it was sealed, a person could never open it again. He would have had to tear the entire envelope open in order to open it. But in today's times, you find an envelope, a person will put something inside, he'll seal it, he'll be able to open it again, put something again inside, seal it again. In other words, the attachment of that envelope is very, very light. Yet it is attached, but it can easily be opened again. So that must be our attachment with this world. That it is a very light attachment. There is an attachment, but a very, very light attachment. It must not be such that we are so attached to our commodities. Like the example which we have heard from our Asatiza Ikram of one person who, his little child took a rusted nail and scratched the car. So the father became so upset at this little child that the father took the rusted nail and scratched the child's arm. And as a result, because it was a rusted nail, eventually the child's arm had to be amputated. So this child then went to the father and said, my dear beloved father or papa or abba, that I promise I will never scratch your car again, but please can you return my arm back to me? So this is when a person, his belongings enters his heart, and when that car was scratched, it was as if that child scratched his heart. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to realize our objective in this world, that we have come into this world for a purpose. We make use of this world, we use it, but we use it as a means for our akhirat. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We continue the discussion of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Just pay attention to what we are discussing, because these are the real light that we are in search of. The dunya light can go on and off. It should not affect the lightness of our heart. No matter how dark it may be, but we have the nur of iman, nur of taqwa, nur of marifat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. And these were sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had that light, and they became shining stars. Tonight we discuss, inshallah, a sahabiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. And again, there are so many, the galaxy of sahaba. Which one do you choose? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into our heart to speak on Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her real name was Hind. Her father came from a very prominent family of the Quraysh, and even her mother, she was married to a person by the name of Abdullah. Abdullah then had embraced Islam, and Umm Salama Hind, they both had accepted Islam, and they had made hijrat also. Her husband Abdullah had made hijrat to Abyssinia and to Medina Munawwara. This Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an happens to be the foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, both were fed milk by Thuwaybah radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Thuwaybah was the slave girl of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, we know he is destined for Jahannam. The whole surah is revealed. He had a slave girl, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was a little baby, then Thuwaybah also had fed him milk. She fed also Abdullah. And she had fed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala also. So they were all foster brothers. Just in passing, Abu Lahab is destined for Jahannam. But it is mentioned there is a certain time in Jahannam where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very brief moment will give him some type of relief from the torment he is suffering, because the day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Abu Lahab, out of joy and happiness for this, he had freed Thuwaybah. Or something to this effect. But because of the happiness of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those few moments of that particular day in Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, lightened his punishment. Otherwise his punishment is very, very severe. Nevertheless, Abdullah becomes the foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they always, the husband and wife, they endeavored to excel the other sahaba. They came to ibadat, they would like to be number one and first. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission to make hijrat from Makkah to Medina, they got ready first. They wanted to be the first couple to make the hijrat. So Abdullah climbs on his mount, his camel, and he's got his wife, and they've got their son Salama radiallahu ta'ala. They're about to leave Makkah, when suddenly her family members, who were also non-believers, they come and then they address her husband, Abdullah, and they tell him, if you want to go, you go yourself. But as for our daughter, we are not giving her permission, and they grab her and they dismount her from the camel. So she comes off the camel, she's pulled off the camel with her child. Abdullah is mounted on the camel still. his family members come, they are not believers. But they could not see that Umm Salama's family are taking her and her child away. So they say, no, the child belongs to us. So both the families are now struggling for this child. Some ulama have written that they began to pull so hard that they pulled off this child's hand. Abdullah is still mounted in camel. He has to make the hijrat towards Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hijrat to Madinah. What does he do? He can either remain behind and he has his wife and son with him, or he goes all alone to Madinah. And he has no knowledge of what's going to happen to his wife and child, whether he'll see them again or not. But because he had Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front, he decides to make the hijrat. It is mentioned that Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she'd come every single day on the outskirts of Makkah, on the same spot where he had left. Every day she'd sit from the morning till the evening with hopes that perhaps he may return, he may return, he may return. For one entire year, one whole year, she sat like this, crying and crying and crying. After some time, one of the mushrikeen was going past and he felt pity for her. He spoke to the others that, why are we tormenting her this way? Let her go. So she is reunited with the child and now she mounts the camel and she is proceeding towards Madinah. She does not know exact direction. She is going all alone. And on route she meets Uthman bin Talha. Uthman bin Talha at this point is not a believer. But he shows her such courtesy that she said, I did not see any other Arab person who was so generous and so kind and who had no evil intention whatsoever on the journey. He was so modest that he would go in front and it's time to camp because today is very easy, Makkah, Madinah, traveling 3 hours and 3-4 hours you're already there by car. But the camel journey was very far through the mountain passes in the desert. So they would camp, but whenever he would camp, he would make the animal go down and he would move on the side. Move away until she dismounts, then he would tie the camel and he would rest far away from her. Like this they proceeded until they come close to Madinah and he says, that's where your husband is, and he tells her to proceed. This Uthman bin Talha later on embraced Islam just before the conquest of Makkah. He was in charge of, he had the keys of the Kaaba, to the door of the Kaaba. And his family, they were in charge. He embraced Islam just before Fatih Makkah. When Rasulullah came to Makkah, this man felt perhaps now I'm never going to get this key again. But Rasulullah took the key, made tawaf of the Kaaba, he removed the 360 idols, he makes tawaf, he enters the Kaaba. It's a long story, incident. But then he gives Uthman bin Talha the key again. He says, Khalidan, Talidan, you can keep this forever, unless a tyrant ruler comes and takes away, snatches the key away from you. It is believed right till this very day, the same family, they have the keys to the Kaaba. Uthman bin Talha, radiallahu ta'ala, he escorts them, and Umm Salama, radiallahu ta'ala, is reunited with the husband, Abdullah and the son, they are living in Madinah Munawwara. He participates in the battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the battle of Uhud, there was another expedition that took place, a small skirmish, in which he was injured. And he did not recover from that injury. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called, and he passes away in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim saw some sheds of tears, makes dua for him. And very unique about this particular sahabi, perhaps some of us may have heard this before. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his janazah salat, normally in janazah salat we have 4 takbirs, Allahu Akbar, 4 times. For this particular sahabi, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 9 takbirs. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah, Sahawta am nasita? You made a mistake today or you forgot? He said, Lam ansa walam ashu. I did not forget, I did not make a mistake. Even if I had to make ألف تكبيرات, 1,000 تكبيرs, لكان أهلا لذلك, then he was well worthy of deserving such a janazah with 1,000 takbirs. This was the maqam, caliber of Abdullah, the wife of Umm Salama, radiallahu anha. Now on his demise, just before he passed on, he made a dua. He said, Ya Allah, I'm in the deathbed now. Bless Umm Salama, my wife, with a better husband. Somebody who is better than me. She should think, who can be better than my husband Abdullah? Such a kind, loving husband. Nabi Kareem Sam had taught the Sahaba, whenever you have any loss, then there's a dua to read, Allah, give me, or reward me in this musibat, and give me a better replacement for whatever loss I have suffered. She makes the dua, but in her heart, she cannot imagine anybody else now will be a better husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned such for her, that shortly after that, Allah instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gets married to Umm Salama radiallahu anha. So obviously he was a far better replacement. Now she becomes the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she becomes our mother, Umm Hatul Mu'mineen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also takes care of her children, Salama, Umar, Zainab, and Durrah. Four children Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks after also. And just as he had love for his other grandchildren, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also showed love to Zainab and all the other children of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala. There's a riwayat also where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making sajda or ruku and she climbs on him. Just like how Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala climb. Salama, the young sahabi who we were discussing, who was taken away from his father and mother, now he's growing up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees that Salama has, you know, allowed, or he was present when I married his mother. So in his life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Salama grew older, he got him married to Umama radiallahu ta'ala. Who's Umama? Umama is the daughter of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. When Hamza radiallahu anhu became shaheed, Umama was still in Makkah. When Nabi Kareem and Sahaba came back to Makkah to make Umrah, whilst they were there, this Umama ran towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ammi, Ya Ammi, please, somebody must look after me. Can you find somebody for me? She's crying. Three Sahaba run forward, each one fighting, we want to look after. Ali radiallahu anhu ran. His brother and another sahabi. Three of them, they come forward. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. Ja'far and Ali are brothers and another sahabi. Each one presents the argument that they feel that they are most deserving of looking after this child. Finally, Rasulullah looks at everybody, praises each one, and then he says, see her. She will stay with her khalah. In other words, the person, Ja'far, was married to Asma bint Umays radiallahu ta'ala. Her sister was married to Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And she had passed away also. So Hamza and Ja'far were brother-in-laws. So Ja'far's wife, Asma bint Umays, she was the khala of this daughter, and Nabiya Kareem said, Al-khalatu bimanzilati al-um. Just like a mother is to a child, just like that is the mother's sister, the khala. So in the absence of the mother, child goes to the khala. Nevertheless, Nabi Kareem gets him married and says, I have paid him back. He got me married to his mother, I got him married now to Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha's daughter, that is my cousin. There are so many other incidents of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, her life with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Zainab, the little daughter, who was in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made wudu, he had taken a ghusl, so some water still remained on his fingertips. When she came, he sprinkled this on her face. It is mentioned in the kitab that she grew old, and despite her old age, she still had the brightness of youth on her face. This is the barakat, the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had once collected a number of incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just his mubarak hands. He touched his sahabi, he sprinkled some water on the sahabi. Lifelong the barakat remains. One sahabi, he just touched his hair. There was so much of barakat on his hair. There was so much barakat in his life. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hudaybiyah. Now we know in Hudaybiyah, sahaba wanted to go and make umrah, they were not allowed to make umrah. Then there was a whole pact that took place. It was very one-sided, the enemy put such conditions, stringent conditions, that it was all in their favor against the Muslims. It was a time when Umar radiallahu ta'ala couldn't take it. Comes so to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Alasna al-haq? وَهُمْ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ يَرْسُمْ Aren't we on haqq and truth? And these people are on falsehood. Why must we bow down to their wishes? Why must we accept their type of conditions? أَلَيْسَ قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاهُمْ فِي النَّارِ Aren't our shaheed in Jannah and their people who are killed in Jahannam? So why must we stoop down and accept their conditions? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibn al-Khattab, inni Rasulullah. I am the messenger of Allah. Allah has never let me down. Allah has never destroyed me. Allah has never let me down. So we have to be patient. He goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, tells him the same thing. Abu Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, what is happening? Must we suffer humiliation and such stringent conditions? And we must go back to Medina, we can't make Umrah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave the exact answer that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Finally now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the Sahaba now to come out of the Ihram, sacrifice the animal, shave the hair. He commands them that shave your hair, cut the animal, shave your hair, humbari his wings. Everybody felt so low. And they could not bear the fact that they came all the way here. Just on the doorstep of Makkah and they can't make the Umrah. Now Rasulullah is worried. Sahaba are just sitting there, nobody is doing what he's saying. Not that they want to be disobedient, but they were just feeling so low. So Umm Salama radiallahu anha, there's her aqal, Allah had blessed her, her intelligence, her wisdom. So she says, Ya Rasulullah, you want them to shave the hair? Why don't you stand up, you sacrifice your animal, and you do so in front of them. And then you will see all of them will do so. Exactly that Nabi Karim does so, and each sahabi sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all come forward, they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, that because of her wisdom, this is how she helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion. Then finally, when she passed away, according to most of the scholars, she had passed away after she received the news of the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala in Karbala. She was the last of all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pass away. The last one. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala performed her janaza. And that brings us to the end of this great sahabiya. She's buried also in Jannatul Baqi. There are so many important points regarding Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah we can read in other books. But these were the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so pious, they were so pure, they were so clean. They also are shining stars for all of us, for our mothers, our sisters, for all of us. And inshallah if we continue reading the lives of Sahaba, Hayatul Sahaba is in English, excellent kitab. As I mentioned the other day, so many books in English now. If we read about the Sahaba every single day, Fazal Amal Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Ahmad has got a whole section in the life of Sahaba. Their sacrifices, their piety, their taqwa, the love they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each time we will read, inshaAllah, we will find some nur in our heart. We'll feel this muhabbat with Sahaba. We'll feel as though they are part of our own families. And inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, because of the muhabbat we have with them, at least we'll be able to stand up and be raised with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Tonight is a night to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua, istighfar, toba, cry again. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نفسي ثنانا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ومموس كريم الله مموس بلبل الله رؤوف رحمن رحيم مالك أو ما الله make us love the صحابة الكرام رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين all of them يا الله make us love the أنصار make us love the مهاجرين every صحابي of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah, make us love our beloved Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us have true ishq and muhabbat for him. Allah, fill our heart with your love, ya Allah. Make us from the ashiqeen, the sadiqeen, ya Allah, the muttaqeen. Ya Allah, those who are your muqarrab banda, your chosen ones, your close ones, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are begging you, ya Allah, we have raised our hands. These are our begging bowls, ya Allah. You have given us these hands, which are attached to our bodies, ya Allah. We've got cracks, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, this begging bowl that we are presenting in Your court tonight, Ya Allah. So many brothers have come here tonight, Ya Allah. They are young children, Ya Allah. They are youths sitting here, Ya Allah. They are elderly ones, Ya Allah. People in Atikaf, Ulama, Kuffaz, Ya Allah. All types of people, Ya Allah. Each one with one desire. Ya Allah, we just want to pass this examination. Ya Allah, this examination you have put us into this world, Ya Allah. You are testing us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are failing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us the correct answers, Ya Allah. But because we are so disobedient, we are so ghafil, we are so engrossed in every other thing besides your deen, Ya Allah. We are failing to fill in the answers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are prepared to help us and assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in examination hall, where students are writing the paper, and that one teacher who has some mercy, he gives his hand, he puts his hand into the hand of the student, and he's helping him to write in the right answers before the time expires. But if the student doesn't care, and he puts the pen down, and forces the pen down, or he puts his pen away and he just doesn't care, time will expire and he will fail that examination. Oh my Allah, you look for avenues, you create avenues for forgiving us. Ya Allah, when we make wudu, you forgive us. Our sins fall off our bodies. Very salat, our sins fall off. We walk to the masjid, sins fall off. There are so many things, Ya Allah. Ramadan you have given us. You have given us Jummah. You have given us 5 times salats, our sins fall off. Ya Allah, you have created so many avenues so that we can repent and we can cleanse ourselves and purify ourselves and we can come back to you, O my Allah, in a pure and clean condition. O my Allah, we are soiled in purity, Ya Allah. We have messed ourselves, Ya Allah, in the filth of gunas and sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this quagmire, Ya Allah, we are just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. Oh, my Allah, have raham on us tonight. Have raham on us tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have no more words that we can, Ya Allah, beg you, Ya Allah, and beg your forgiveness, and beg your mercy, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become so tired, Ya Allah. Our tongues have become parched, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no more tears to shed even, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, all the kings of the world, they have shut their doors and they are sound asleep, Ya Allah. Namatil muluk, waqad aghlaqu abwaabahum. They have closed their doors, they're not prepared to listen to anybody's cry and plea and worry and concern. No matter how much a person, whatever his problem may be, they will say, come tomorrow morning when the office is open. Oh, my Allah, walam yabqa illa babul hayyil ladhi lam yalam. Ya Allah, your door, you are Hayy, you are Qayyum. You are living, Ya Allah. You never die, Ya Allah. You exist all the time, Ya Allah. You are independent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you do not require any person. You are not muhtaj, Ya Allah. Your doors are never shut. Your doors are never closed, Ya Allah. You are ready, you are saying, Ya Baghi al-Khayr, Aqbil. Oh, seeker of good, come. I am ready to give you what you want. Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfirah. Is there any person seeking repentance, then I may forgive him. Is there any person seeking tawbah, I'm ready to pardon him. Is there any person asking for anything, I'm ready to give him. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah. Put some hope and some hope, Ya Allah, that you are going to grant us our dua tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the burden of the sin from our shoulders. Make us feel lighter, Ya Allah. Make our hearts feel lighter, Ya Allah. Allah, rid our hearts from the filth, Ya Allah. Make it pour out of our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us feel lighter, Ya Allah. Make us feel more purer, Ya Allah. Make us become muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Make us mahbubeen, Ya Allah. Make us be amongst those people whom you love, Ya Allah. And you tell Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Oh Jibreel, inni uhibbu falanan fahibbah. Oh Jibreel, I love the banda, the certain banda. You also love him. And announce to the angels in the sky that Allah loves the banda. And oh angels, you must also love him. Ya Allah, and then you bring and people in the world, Ya Allah, accept that person and they begin to love him. Oh my Allah, make us amongst that person, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yuballighuna hubbak. Oh my Allah, do not make us be among that person who you detest, you hate. And you tell Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Oh Jibreel, I hate that banda in that world. Oh Jibreel, you also become his enemy. And announce to the angels and the people of the sky that Allah hates that banda. And they must also, they must cut off all ties with him. And they must begin to hate him. Oh my Allah, then you create humiliation and disgrace for that person in the world. Do not make us among such a person, Ya Allah. Make us amongst your muqarrabeen, Ya Allah. Now we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to make us your friend, your wali, from your awliya, siddiqeen. But Ya Allah, the highest stage, Ya Allah. Make us your muqarrab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your muqarrab, your close, chosen friends, Ya Allah. Your special friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ones you've been close to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina azab al-nar. Ya Allah, give us a qalb salim, Ya Allah. Which has no shirk. No kufr, no nifaq, no malice, no enmity, no jealousy, no pride, no arrogance. There must be nothing, no love for this world. Our hearts will be filled only with your muhabbat, your ma'rifat, your nur. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, Ya Allah. Make us enjoy your dhikr, Ya Allah. Make us enjoy your tilawat, Ya Allah. Make our tongues moist with the tilawat of your Qur'an al-Majeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand the Qur'an al-Majeed. Make us understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us love your deen. Make us treasure your deen. Make us practice in your deen. Help us to practice and preach your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that love of your heart permeate throughout our bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it permeate throughout our bodies, Ya Allah. Make it be such that we go crazy in your love, Ya Allah. And not crazy in the love of some illicit and some haram relationship or some haram woman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters who are looking for suitable partners, Ya Allah. So many young girls, for long they are waiting and waiting and waiting. They are living chaste lives, Ya Allah, pure and pure lives, Ya Allah. They are not going to commit haram, Ya Allah. No matter what the temptations are, Ya Allah, they are waiting for a suitable partner to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many young boys, Ya Allah, they do not want to live a haram life. They are sick and tired of it, Ya Allah. They want, Ya Allah, to have halal nikah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Protect us from zina. Protect us from zina. Protect us from those things that take us to zina. Protect us from zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the heart, zina of the hands, zina of the legs, zina of the mind. Oh my Allah. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahish. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of indecency and immodesty and immoral and filthy things, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, just open your doors of hidayat for us. Now make us see good, hear good, look at good, move towards good and haq and hidayat and masjid and amal saliha. Ya Allah, we are not asking you, Ya Allah, to take us to the disco club and rave clubs and help us to take alcohol and drugs. Ya Allah, we do not want that filthy life. We are asking you, Ya Allah, for good akhlaq, Ya Allah, and to do good actions, Ya Allah, and tarkal munkarat. We don't want to do anything that will annoy you now, my Allah. We don't want to do anything that will gain your displeasure, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are such a kind Allah. You are such a Rahim Allah. Such a Kareem Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Latif, my Allah. You have got such beautiful names, my Allah. You have got such beautiful names, such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Make us understand who you are. Gain your marifa, gain your ishq, Ya Allah. Make us arifin, ashukin. Oh, may Allah, help us, Ya Allah. We are lost, may Allah. We are lost. We are wandering to and fro. From pillar to post, Ya Allah, we've got no direction, may Allah. We are like that lost flock of sheep without any shepherd, may Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahdi qulubana. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا باسماعنا وابصارنا وقواتنا ابدا ما احييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا اكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا يا الله we are holding on to يا الله يا دو ما الله oh my Allah please my Allah open the doors اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك يا واسع المغفرة يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة يا ذا الفضل والإنعام يا ذا الفضل والإنعام يا حنان يا منان يا عفو يا كريم اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك مواسينا بيدك يا الله our followers يا الله in your hands يا الله بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك مواسينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عبد فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك وأنزلته في كتابك وعلمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم يا الله we didn't know how long we can live in this world يا الله يا الله fitnas are lashing يا الله day every single day new and new fitnas يا الله يا الله they're shaking us from our feet يا الله waves upon waves يا الله Each one, we feel this is going to sink us and drown us, my Allah. We do not know what is in store, Ya Allah, that is going to come upon this ummah, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are the beloved ummah of your beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who you love mostly, my Allah. The greatest of all the anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, your chosen Nabi. Ya Allah, whose name you put next to your name? You had mentioned in time of Miraj, وَمَا ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever my name will be taken, your name will be taken also, man. Ya Allah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for us, my Allah. He said, Allahumma ummati, ummati, he cried day and night. In sajda, he will make such long sajdas. His feet will become swollen, my Allah. He did not only make dua for himself and his Ahlul Bayt and his family members and his wives and his children and his sahaba. Ya Allah, he made for his entire ummat, Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, you made us part of that ummah. We make shukr to you for you, my Allah. We make shukr to you, Ya Allah, for that, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, now you're not going to make any one of us mahroom and deprived, my Allah. Tonight, Ya Allah, at this very moment, Ya Allah, we beseech you. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Fa'al lima yurid. Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud. Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ism azam, Ya Allah. We ask you by all your beautiful names, by all your qualities, my Allah. After praising you, Ya Allah. After confessing, acknowledging, Ya Allah. Our weakness, Ya Allah. And how disobedient servants we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Malik, you are our Ata. We are your Gunegar servants, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are pleading to you, my Allah. That tonight you make that faisla decision. That I am going to now guide all these bandas. And I'm giving them Jannatul Firdaus. And you're going to save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us. Allahumma aatiq riqabana min an-nar. Allahumma aatiq riqabana min an-nar. Wa riqaba abayina. Wa ummahatina. Wa azwajina. Wa zurriyatina. Allahumma fili ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawad ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur. Wa ahfad ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من جميع البليات والآفات والآحات الله protect the entire world protect the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم protect حرمين شريفين protect مسجد الأقصى يا الله protect all the believing men all the believing women fulfill all our desires and حاجات اللهم كاشف الهم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, we can't even remember. So many people requested duas. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, so many people, Ya Allah, they have hope in you, my Allah. They have asked us, Ya Allah, to remember them in our duas. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's duas. Fulfill each person's desires, Ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, Ya Allah. Every type of bala, afat, musibat, whatever problem, Ya Allah. There are so many brothers who've got no jobs, Ya Allah. There are so many of our mothers and sisters who've got no food to eat, Ya Allah. There are widows. There are so many orphans. There are so many people who are feeling embarrassed to stretch their hand forward, Ya Allah. We are not aware of them. You are aware of them, Ya Allah. You are Razaq, Dhul Quwwati Al-Mateen. Provide for them also. Provide for us also. Allah, all those whose ihsan is upon us, Ya Allah. Give them best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Give us barakat, Ya Allah. Give us rahmat. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, do not deprive us, any one of us, of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, you grant, if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, give us Laylatul Qadr. Give us the rewards of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Make us feel happy and nice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halawati iman. Give us a lazzat in our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now just change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just change it, my Allah. Our hearts are between your fingers, my Allah. You can change it whichever direction you wish, my Allah. We are at your mercy, my Allah. If you pardon us, you forgive us, you are happy with us. Ya Allah, shaitan will become disgrace. Shaitan is a loser, my Allah. He wants to take us with him in Jahannam. Ya Allah, we do not want to go with him, Ya Allah. Help us to control and fight our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us be true, Ya Allah, mujahideen, Ya Allah. That will fight our nafs, Ya Allah, and not fall into the temptations of our nafs. Ya Allah, our egos, our passions, this kind of desires we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are consuming us, Ya Allah. They're taking us away and away and away from your masjid, away from your rahmat. They have taken us away from our wives and children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the istiqamah and taqwa after the month of Ramadan. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.